Contact form, Dr. Alfie E. https://ralphie.com/about-dr-alfie/. Status documented, your form has been successfully submitted, dash so one would think my form, the way I am, being myself should be enough, dash but won't be, dash this will to fail. Slaves to your predictability, dash watch, no response. Doctor, you are a very very beautiful woman, dash is that beauty only skin deep. This at Realitech X scrape time snapshot experience data provided by a human being age 56, James Martin Driscoll, January 10, 2022, 1:16 a.m. at Grow Up Dash Wee Badman's headquarters, 34 degrees 09 single quote 03.5 north, 117 degrees 18 single quote 40.3 west, San Bernardino, California, divided states of America, planet Earth, solar system Sol, Milky Way galaxy, the universe. Business, at growup.net dash PC Building Information Network Wee Badman. Name, James. Email, jmdriscaillo at growup.net. Phone number, +15,164,064,560. Type of medium, website. Deadline, 1/19/2022. Topic of story, counter-productive crisis text line, who is showing what and why, dash something wicked this way comes. I am not a credentialed media reporter. Please forward this to Dr. Alfie E. This is an urgent matter. Thank you. About Dr. Alfie E. Dr. Alfie E. Umbrella-Noble. Dr. Alfie E. is an internationally recognized scientist, author, speaker and media contributor. As founder of the Alcoma Project, Incorporated, an innovative 501c3 mental health nonprofit, she translates complex scientific concepts developed over 25 plus years as a disparities researcher at Duke and Georgetown Psychiatry into useful, everyday language for communities of color. https://www.crisistextline.org/about-us/board-and-advisor/board-of-directors. Our board of directors is the governing body responsible for overseeing the organization's mission, strategy, goals, and activities. They steer a crisis text line towards a sustainable future through legal and financial governance of the org. Cornelius Bedia, manager of coaching, crisis text line. Dana Boyd, PhD, Microsoft Research. Harry Brandler, retired. Dr. Alfie E. Umbrella-Noble, psychologist and mental health expert. Andres Monroy-Hernandez, data scientist, SNAP. Brenda Twanita Pipistem, associate justice on the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indian Supreme Court. Rob Stavis, Bessemer Venture Partners. Dina Trujillo, interim CEO, crisis text line. Kim Vu, Remitly's global head of diversity, equity and inclusion. I am not a credentialed media reporter. Please forward this to Dr. Alfie E. This is an urgent matter. Thank you. About Dr. Alfie E. Dr. Alfie E. Umbrella-Noble. Dr. Alfie E. is an internationally recognized scientist, author, speaker and media contributor. As founder of the Alcoma Project, Incorporated, an innovative 501c3 mental health nonprofit, she translates complex scientific concepts developed over 25 plus years as a disparities researcher at Duke and Georgetown Psychiatry into useful, everyday language for communities of color. https://www.crisistextline.org/about-us/board-and-advisor/board-of-directors. Our board of directors is the governing body responsible for overseeing the organization's mission, strategy, goals, and activities. They steer a crisis text line towards a sustainable future through legal and financial governance of the org. Cornelius Bedia, manager of coaching, crisis text line. Dana Boyd, PhD, Microsoft Research. Harry Brandler, retired. Dr. Alfie E. Umbrella-Noble, psychologist and mental health expert. Andres Monroy-Hernandez, data scientist, SNAP. Brenda Twanita Pipistem, associate justice on the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indian Supreme Court. Rob Stavis, Bessemer Venture Partners. Dina Trujillo, interim CEO, crisis text line. Kim Vu, Remitly's global head of diversity, equity and inclusion. You could call me a dreamer, but a dreamer would be a human on the pathway living. I am dying. Really, dying. My story is real, but no one seems to relate these realities and our world is effortless it should be. The difficulties arise because somehow somewhere the establishment has locked on with heels dug in to bulldoze and override the common dignity between two electronic display windows. Something very serious has happened, and no one can accept that I am on my last strength trying to cope in crisis as I have no way to trust anything of my medical care provider teams. As I write, something very seriously strange in the way you all do things as though detachment is the way the crisis counselors make their denials cold and mean. info@crisistextline.org An opening or closing. All I get is SWAT, shoo fly don't bother me. For all that I see, I am running on the same path, this same path everlasting. A forevermore cruel dunce. SUICIDE. Nothing resolves. I am giving up, writing words out to be nullified into nothingness each and every time I reach out to you all. As though I am a prank, and this is a game taking my fingers to type character to character to form words then sentences into paragraphs and pages and volumes for the past 5 years. Volumes and volumes of my effort attempting to upright something very sinister happening, dash to me, dash nah, I am dying. To me, you owe me nothing. More likely, some coded bot of beware monster devolved glory. My express words are nullified do not have caused any kind of notice to trigger a notification of any kind. These words do not even be delivered or cared to be tracked. Such as I know the style I write, the meaning of the words I write, and now I have an extra qualifier on this end, an artificial intelligence dash free creation of Grammarly, dash scanning content suppression carries on and on and on without remedy. It is too late, my life is not worth the beans to save. The message is clear, clear as rain. In a deafening tone as you swat me away, shoo fly don't bother me time and time again, the message you repeat and I receive is go fuck off and die. Well, you all are going to have your wish. I cannot keep reaching out to nothingness. In all what I do, I preserve those moments with a technical flair. Flair, fire flame flair. Please, save the excuses that you be shocked to see these words like this. I am nothing special to know that what is set up happening, others too must be encountering and complaining. Nothing changes and with everything that is about our 2022 world, we definitely as a collective are not doing it right. So, why can I not assert and direct what I need to happen forward dash why am I lost into a sea of blocking plenty? Plenty of nothing, dying. I know what it is to be a responsible real dash world citizen. As well, I know what is and we do not enforce. To what is the standard of excellence? How this plays itself out, in the coded informational tools we have done fucked it up. As though everything in the world is hard and unmovable. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. The world is not a stone. The world is malleable, dash we can create and shape it, but the establishment won't let go. The altered augmented realities that we are all feeling is very much real. A full and complete collapse of our nation. Why is everyone acting mindlessly to run the whole herd of buffalo over the cliff? As though you know I am speaking the truth and do nothing equals, absolutely nothing to console this slavery abound, dash you were all slaves to your predictability. As such this is dash equals I copied this text as is off form, dash I am returning to this text approx 2 hours later, dash this submission will just be ignored or if you do actually respond, the hidden agenda you will show a bias do not involve real true grit care and concern, I am sick and tired of the lies, the hidden motives, the cut and run, the ghosting, from every aspect of civil society. I know it may be strange, dash perhaps you have never heard of gang dash stalking before. Sure, you might have been able to get away with that lie for a while. Go to http://music.youtube.com-equals- look up the term, and the genre of abuse is represented in the music arts. Of course. What I am requiring of my civic community to hold civility in all ways civil society is supposed to be able to relate to each other. There's now 3 actual researched finding papers on the National Institutes of Health, NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health, dash and that is open to each and every person that I share and exchange our world with, that would include you, dash and since you have your vocation in the mental health care topics of interest, it would be assumed that you have that obligation upon you now. But you will somehow bitch moan whine and deny that obligation upon me, dash which is irrationally employed to disassociate your actual moral responsibility to not just leave me hanging and fending for myself with a hungry pack of wolves out there attacking me. How cruel this society and the mental health care professional are, dash to allow a member of our society to be open season for this kind of abuse and absolutely no one of civil society will step forward and align themselves in an advocate and a protective shield to stop this abuse. Not one of you, dash not one of you so far has done what should be done. What the fuck is wrong with all you people? I know as a person who is out in our community over my past 56 years that if such words written here arrived into my email inbox, I would immediately take the need to call, email, text, and perhaps web search the person who wrote this to me, especially if my name was in the address too, dash and if I was not able to connect would find something to continue the pursuit of connectivity. So far, nothing I have done creates such activities of honor and award of a standard of excellence. Anyone reading this does realize the style is not a lie, the style here is a real story. This is not a prank. That was just an excuse to bury your all heads in the sand. You all cowards. Real name, James Martin Driscoll. Birthdate 09/01/1965. Birth city, San Bernardino, California. SSN, 547-45-3504. California ID, C2333746. Colorado Dale, 14-219-0249. No car license anymore. My Humama Medical ID, H62067981. Do you want a DNA test too? Real address 3260 Grande Vista. San Bernardino, California. 92405. Direct email, jmdriscall@grewup.net. Landline, Mother Veronica Driscoll will answer 909-882-8759. My mother's email address, mama.veredinser@gmail.com. My mother's cell pound sign. 909-474-7652. Note about swearing, I am not wrong, one more, so you should not disapprove of this post. The science of swearing. https://www.discovermagazine.com/self/worried-about-your-foul-mouth-swearing-could-actually-be-good-for-you? Health. Worried about swearing too much. Science says you shouldn't be. People who swear like a sailor are more honest and more intelligent, studies show. By Alex Orlando, June 14, 2026 AM. Dash. NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health Search, Gang Stalking, https://search. NIH.gov-National Institutes of Health/search. Utfate equals percent B2% 9C% 93 unaffiliate equals me and query equals gang stalking and commit equals search. Since June 2005, I own the internet domain http://fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patoponaut binding, spelled fuckedhuman.net, in view of what is actually true happening. It would not be a part of my awareness in terms of a cultural identity that all of this falls under until late 2019 when gang stalking become a part of my awareness. A review of all of my online posting activity does not contain the word gang-stalking but does refer to a hate harassment conspiracy. At the time I created the change.org petition, the same goes for it, gang stalking is not mentioned. This is a redirect shortcut to replace CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. HIV Director Dr. Merman. He is involved in a hate conspiracy. http://cdc, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patoponaut binding, spelled fuckedhuman.net. While I am at it, the FBI and the U.S. Department of Justice has been given details to this. So far, no respectful response that I think I really deserve to have law enforcement return my efforts to a proper respectful protection against the criminal activities that are being uncontrollable and non-consented interjected into my life. http://FBI. fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patoponaut binding, spelled fuckedhuman.net, http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/fbi/gov/div00/run-at-muck-hate-infection-humanity-compromise.html. Why would an entire civil society ignore it, or worse, block me for no reason? Across all social media. An individual reaching dash out with his attempt to get resolved for pound sign have untreatable? Why the silence? Hate sympathizing fucked up human piggies. In the most recent 2 weeks, my interfaces with mental health reinitialize with Inland Psych here in San Bernardino was very, very awkward and disorganized. My mother attended this and dash clinic session on January 4th, 2022. Mentioned as a disaster on the 4th and January, and a new doctor provide a care attempt on January 20th. http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patoponaut binding, spelled fuckeduphuman.net/inlinksite.com/gario-patient-portal/hosier_side/gario-patient-portal, messages, hosier_side/confirmation-reflection-soft-peer-resource-free-within-linksite-must-be-brought-into-my-cario-today.htm-. Even reaching out to crisis services with crisis text line. Org and Thetravor Project. Org pound sign huge fail. Everything here is documented as the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. If this submission does not get approved, that default of that would conclude there is precognitive bias by the moderator to avoid the truth in defense of a conspiracy. Audiolog, dash email to info at crisis text line. Org, dash noted responses expected 48 hours, no responses received. http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patoponaut binding, spelled fuckedhuman.net/crisis-text-line. org/-most-percent23-huge-fail-in-the-world/either-percent5-bout-reply-info-at-crisis-text-line. Org%5d.ogg, http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign the top of node binding, spelled fuckedhuman.net/crisis text line. org/most-23huge-fail-in-the-world/and_deck_dec_25_2021_at_1020_pm_crisis_text line. org_%5%considered-failure-setup-a-christmas-day-2021-suicide-5d-wat-went-wrong.ogg- And this insult occurred earlier today. Another crisis chat service, for GLBT support, as I am a 56-year-old game on. Seriously, listen to this, this as a written copy of the chat tool along with the SAT presentation spoken voice transcript, really seriously, explain this to me, please. http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign the top of node binding, spelled fuckedhuman.net/theforproject.org/reverchat.htm. Relevant details to email history so far, ignored by human care or concern of my life circumstances in crisis. Email account, realophuman.net@gmail.com. Mail search, twinfo@crisis_text_line. Org, 12 individual threads starting 12/26/2021, ending 01/08/2022, obviously no intent to honor your so expressed 48-hour window. Mail search, from info@crisis_text_line. Org, 18 individual threads all auto reply generated, not one single human response starting and ending same period 12/26/2021-01/08/2022, email account, inthemindway@gmail.com, mail search, twinfo@crisis_text_line. Org, 5 individual threads starting single quote 12/28/2021-ending 01/08/2021, mail search, from info@crisis_text_line. Org, 6 individual threads same period 12/28/2021-01/08/2021, image.pngm, image.png, Dr. Alfie Breling Noble, menu, in the media, explore Dr. Alfie's recent videos, press and appearances, learn more, about Dr. Alfie. Dr. Alfie E. M. Breling-Noble. Dr. Alfie is an internationally recognized scientist, author, speaker and media contributor. As founder of the Alcoma Project, Incorporated, an innovative 501c3 mental health nonprofit, she translates complex scientific concepts developed over 25 plus years as a disparities researcher at Duke and Georgetown Psychiatry into useful, everyday language for communities of color. A seasoned media personality and mental health disparities scientist, expert in translating complex scientific concepts into optimal mental health practices for youth, families and communities. A sought-after mental health expert, Dr. Alfie's media work includes hosting her video podcast Couched in Color with Dr. Alfie, which is currently airing season 2, and addresses mental health issues in BIPOC youth, young adults across all marginalized identities, that is LGBTQ+ and disabilities. She regularly appears on media platforms like CNN, NBC, Refinery29, Black Enterprise, Dr. Oz, Shape Magazine, Roland Martin Unfiltered, Reva Martin's Special Report, National Press Foundation, NPR, and others. Widely recognized for her ability to draw in audiences and inspire, she embodies her belief that there is enough love and light informed by strong culturally relevant science to help everyone achieve pound sign optimal mental health. Contact Dr. Alfie. To contact Dr. Alfie, please select from the options below. Keynote speaker inquiries. Workshop inquiries. Media inquiries. Dr. Alfie Breling-Noble. 3201 Wilson Boulevard. Third floor. Arlington, Virginia, 22203. 571-486-3382. I did not deserve to be blocked on Twitter for my attempt to relay the details that I shared through the contact form on Board of Directors web domain site. https://www.andresmonroy-hernandez. mail@andresm.com. Portrait of Andres Monroy-Hernandez. Andres Monroy-Hernandez leads multidisciplinary research teams that build and study technologies designed to help people connect and collaborate in new ways, a field called social computing. His current interests center around two distinct areas, creating public-interest technology platforms for gig work, and developing social augmented reality experiences. He is the faculty director of the Human-Computer Interaction Lab at Princeton and an assistant professor in Princeton's Department of Computer Science. He is also an associated faculty at Princeton Center for Information Technology and Policy, a principal research scientist at Snap Incorporated, and a board member in the non-profit crisis text line. He teaches social computing and advises technology executives. Andres and his team have created and deployed social technologies used by millions of people, including the Scratch website, an award-winning online community for children to learn programming, Calendar.help, Microsoft's first hybrid AI assistant, now Microsoft Scheduler, Journeys and Notes, an urban exploration app released under the Microsoft Garage, Sana, a remote healthcare app designed to help nurses in Zambia in partnership with MIT, SFX, a tool to help researchers find scientific publications, and Significant Other, an experimental biosignals watch app for couples. On Twitter, https://twitter.com/Andres. Within Twitter DM Messenger tool, Andres Monroy-Hernandez. At Andres. Building social computing systems, community-owned platforms, and social Arkansas. Director. At Princeton, C. Professor. At Princetonks. Scientist. At SNEP. Board. At Crisis Text Line. 953 following. 6,257 followers. Joined April 2008. Since you have Twitter DM open, let us begin that your name appears on the Crisis Text Line Board of Directors immediately under Dr. Alfie E. M. Breland-Noble. If you immediately react here to block me for no reason, the next action that I will have to impose upon your representation of a responsible fiduciary responsibility that you hold onto a situation that you have not yet even begun to understand. Why would she block me on Twitter in the two tweets I presented to her, dash after I painstakingly authored text words and submitted them to her via her website? The record of what I submitted to her is copied into a record email documentation. Exactly what is appearing in my draft of an email to be transcribed to spoken voice narrative, dash quite strange that you all cut and run, dash SWAT AT me, dash you fly don't bother me, I did nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. As the days pass by this month, I have two separate medical care appointments. Especially the appointment for the mental health clinic here in my local town of San Bernardino, California, dash I am a person who basically is maybe to a fault honest. I am taking this view, there's something dark and sinister working underlying or hidden what you think is hidden, but I know is discordant from any kind of common sense creation. I am a person in the community that has been in a continuous mental health crisis situation, dash and so too is my mother. Before you get anywhere with me, dash is there some kind of blacklisting, of some variety issued out in the world that has me into view, that should I direct a communication out to you, dash, this exact 1:11:11 p.m. Pacific, dash that there is some kind of special alert announcement, bringing the digital footprints, the mega dash marvel of long dash standing muck attacked in the communication? Is this a completely fair and open communication channel, or what? I know what are the possibilities that can and most likely are active across this nation in technology adaptive creations of malcode, malapp, dash mal, dark dark app, a dark app dash an app that is sourced from the dark side of the web, passed into the active process, dash P2P, peer-to-peer or point-to-point. Aside dash real is the term, not big brother. Aside dash real or randomly passing by each other on the net, is not an equal exchange of opportunity. The preclusive need of those who can and have empowered such a creation of ranking are treasonous to the continued sustainability of our nation. A matter of national security under an active goal of our country. Yesterday, 11:17 p.m. Yesterday, 11:17 p.m. An active cyber war, the technology tools are weapons created for this war, anyone using such technologies are working in the interest of our enemy to the detriment of our country, dash. TikTok is another example of this same thing, dash will you please respond to me? Yesterday, 11:19 p.m. If I am blocked, I am going to the abuse procedures against your domain, dash for being a bad net citizen, dash, and I know what the word prevaricate means. http://emoji.gruup.net/prevaricator.jpg image.png image yesterday 11:21 p.m. QR code URL http://assets.merriam-webster.com/.com/podcast/.wad/.2015082.mp3 yesterday 11:23 p.m. image.png sitejabber.com crisis text line reviews dash 1.8 stars. I have placed to the record a review for Crisis Text Line, there are several prior in the negative light against your services. Yesterday, 11:24 p.m. That is an oopsie-daisy moment, will you stick with me, I am strongly considering moving to the internet domain abuse procedure, and you will have it all possible taken away, I am not kidding, we do something great and grand for a change, eh? Yesterday, 11:25 p.m. When you get this message, go to the review, note the review is active and approved, and there are several image uploads there with QR scan access to the external presence of documenting the details on the exact data exchanges that I have encountered, dash if you block me here on Twitter like the other board member, there will be two proofs, not just one to cite. Something wicked this way comes, Ray Bradbury, YouTube.com. TikTok, installed warfare dash attacker against the United States of America, why do you not? Before I get into the negative aspect presence I have encountered with Crisis Text Line, introducing TikTok, dash as a cyberware weapon presented by the YouTube multi-playlist I have available, I am very serious about the work endeavor that I am here online with you, screen to screen. My name is James Martin Driscoll, and I live in San Bernardino, California at 3260 Grande Vista, in my mother's home. This family house has been here since I was age 5. I am now 56. Something strange, very strange in the human interplay is happening. I don't like what I see. With no response. I must conclude my assessment of these matters is true. Not just speculation. Tell me, you will hold a conversation here with me. You have a fiduciary consideration depending, definitely if you were director. That is a list of aside realism that maybe you have not yet been exposed to. If not yet, then now you know. 32 now playing TikTok is worse than you thought. Moon 46 04 now playing should you be afraid of TikTok? Pipe beyond the viral video pipe na documentary na insider 32 46 now playing TikTok, eating disorders, racism, censorship, and distorted realities pipe four corners ABC News and depth 27 04 now playing why you should delete TikTok full 2021 BBC documentary HD documentaries 27 55 now playing TikTok pipe documentary 2021 the Socratic method 28 04 now playing TikTok pipe drama behind the trends new documentary days of Noah 1651 now playing stop watching TikTok's cringed video because TikTok is destroying society. Moon 1302 now playing why I hate TikTok. Upper echelon gamers 631 now playing why TikTok is trash. Garrett Pyle 204 now playing why TikTok is bad. Midnight 803 now playing how TikTok damages your brain. Brain Bench 1257 now playing delete TikTok before it ruins your life. Jack Gordon 918 now playing why you are addicted to TikTok. The side of TikTok Tom is Kivayo 645 now playing TikTok's addictive psychology explained in under 7 minutes. Behavioral science. Pete Judo 1135 now playing TikTok the dangers of a poisonous app. Upper echelon gamers 249 now playing company behind popular app TikTok under investigation. ABC News 1216 now playing the dangerous truth behind TikTok. Dixie May 633 now playing TikTok predator warning pipe. A current affair 1509 now playing the dark truth about TikTok. Even Steph 1051 now playing top 10 dark secrets behind TikTok. http://watchmojo.com 130 now playing national security officials say TikTok poses threat. WTV 8. Shall we play no games please? Yesterday, 11:35 p.m. Drelfee.com. Contact Dr. Elfie Breling Noble. Thank you. I request that someone follow up with my call and my mother's call to the phone number listed for https://drelfee.com/contact/Dr. Elfie Breling Noble 4201 Wilson Boulevard. Third floor Arlington, Virginia 22203 571-486-3382. My mother is going to pause the request to engage in a call chain, building more and more on each and every one of the persons WHOR put onto the board of directors page. I have one mark across, every one of you going to choose the special interest blocking AT the expose of national security, really? Image.png. Image. That is my worksheet, you are now pound signed to. Yesterday, 11:38 p.m. The work public store directory for this is so named, http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patoponaut binding, spelled, fuckedhuman.net/crisis-text-line. org/most-%23huge-fail-in-the-word/contacts-board-of-director/. The audio file is titled, Contact-Dr-Alfie-Your-Form-Has-Been-Successfully-Submitted-Crying-I-Am-Dying.ogg. Aug Audio Media, 17 min 49 seconds, http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patoponaut binding, spelled, fuckedhuman.net/crisis-text-line. org/most-%23huge-fail-in-the-word/contacts-board-of-director/contact-dr-alfie-your-form-has-been-successfully-submitted-crying-I-am-dying.ogg. You have some thinking I am not your enemy. I am not your friend. But I am indeed in crisis. Yesterday, 11:51 p.m. As her work mission states, for communities of color, because I am white, is that why she blocked me? Not likely is that the reason, just noting the audio plays perfectly. Image.png. Image. Yesterday, 11:33 p.m. That is my foot. I have a new appointment for the 13th, the 4th attempt to reset my doctor care, and I have on the 20th my second attempt to get patient-centered care at inline psych along with their interface with at patient portal. Blocked with what happened at my doctor's office. Yesterday, 11:45 p.m. Image.png. Sorry. Give me a break. They blocked me for no reason, my medical care is extremely fucked up. I am in extreme crisis, help me please. Image.png. Yesterday, 11:48 p.m. Image. yesterday, 11:49 p.m. This is real, not a prank, that one of your crisis counselors claimed. Yesterday, 11:51 p.m. Image.png. Image. It is not a threat, dash I am honest, if the truth is damaging so be it, dash Mark Twain says, dash the truth hurts but silence kills, and it is going to kill me, dead, human no longer breaking dead. In this dark silence, you have been holding against me. Yesterday, 11:53 p.m. I am here exchanging with you, doing absolutely nothing wrong dash your reaction to block me, shows your precognitive bias in a pledge of allegiance to a conspiracy source enemy of our nation, proved true, dash self dash evident, beyond a reasonable doubt, if that is what you do, dash failure to respond, ghosting this, shows the same exact allegiance to an idiotocracy. To a conspiracy, is that what you were going to do, prove that fact, and not have a conversation properly? Whacked out, you are, dash whacked. Yesterday, 11:59 p.m. The content of this messenger will be transferred into the email content record of the text submitted to your other board member. The audio will be appended. I will follow up with a voice call and have my mother also call, if I can find your number online. If I can find your email address online, you will be sent a copy of the email, dash this matter is busted, dash concede that fact and engage a conversation, dash to a crisis that is open wounds pouring salt in, my wounds are hurting, dash and I am dying. Seriously no joke, dash. 12:01 a.m. Review of crisis text line, crisis text line desperately needs a reality audit dash SWAT shoe fly don't bother me. James 3272. James D. 1 review. 0 helpful votes. January 8, 2022. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I am an open book, all confidentiality slash privacy concerns are waived in consideration of the life circumstances that have been negatively impacting my mental health that I have documented for 16 plus years onto my own personal live life journal internet domain MMA spaces. It was in June of 2005 when I first defined a very unique, maybe one of the most unique cyber-identities to ever exist on the planet, for PC building. In total, I have a collective set of 8 internet domains that serve to memetically key and organize my life details into a public accessible journal, web directory, file storage. In concept, what I envisioned for the purpose of these domains was inspired by a 1945 Atlantic Monthly article called As We May Think, https://www.theatlantic.com/magazine/archivist/1945/07/as-we-may-think/303,881/. In this article, the idea of a MMX device was first imagined. That is exactly what my internet domains serve in my own personal life. I have the right to use these internet domains in any companion to any online communications that are interchanged or transacted on the internet. This would include crisis text line. I have overviewed the terms of service agreement https://www.crisistextline.org/privacy/. As of the last 4 years, my life has been in a basic continuous crisis mode. I am not going to go into the details here in this review. What I must bring into view to the public is that it would be apparent that Crisis Text Line has precognitive motives and agendas do not have an honest with integrity exchange with me. This involves many, greater than 80% of the crisis counselors that I have attempted to hold a crisis conversation with. None of the actions or requests or shared content, links, are illegal or in any way a violation of the terms of service. The terms of service direct users to use email to contact their email address, group of asterisks, at Crisis Text Line. Org, dash and I have done that. The crisis counselors are quick to deny empathy and understanding to what I am dealing with for the past 16 plus years. What has happened has seriously affected my life to a point that I am seriously really dying. Human no longer breathing dead. The conditions that are involved and instilled and roadblocked from remedy in my life are causing breakages of my life beyond limits, especially as it involves the interpersonal relationships in my medical care, dash both in mental health and in my HIV care. Every aspect of civil society ignored or worse yet blocks me on social media when I attempt to bring forward the mere mention of this topic into some kind of discussion point. I use my internet domains to place linkable presentation pages in HTML as well as spoken voice narrative audio media. There is absolutely nothing wrong with sharing the contents that are on my internet domains, as this serves as a personal information system, and has been established that contents that have been filed onto my internet domains have cross-linked onto the related links of a person's individual Truth Finder background check report. Not only does TruthFinder have return background reports for individual names, but you can also look up details and associated public mentions to phone numbers. How does this apply to Crisis Text Line? Well, I have contacted group of asterisks at Crisis Text Line. Org in several thread subjects, all have generated an auto-reply, thank you for reaching out, response, noting that a response should be expected in 48 hours. No responses have been received. The subjects that are being directed into their view directly are involved in the short, narrow, focused and quick to cut off, SWAT-you-fly, don't bother me, attitudes, behaviors, and actions that I have encountered with the crisis counselors that are being trained in this mental health care function. The mental health of not just myself, but our entire country is being subject to what I consider a cyber-war attack against our citizens collectively. As I have attempted to bring forward and direct these matters to the FBI, the U.S. Department of Justice, my county Department of Behavioral Health, as well as the county district attorney's office and the local police. I have absolutely no outside resources to resolve what is called a wicked problem, holding an intractable conflict of absolute insanity. The fact that silence is golden rather than holding a discussion to move into view reflects a precognitive motives on behalf of this non-profit organization to not empower an individual self-wellness view, but rather to instill the causes that are being addressed. This is definitely a cyber-war being waged against the national interest, a matter of national security, and involves the use of social media platforms to detach our common senses and common values in a roadblocking silence rather than having an open, honest, and truthful discussion to move forward into an active understanding that we could not allow persons, such as I am, along with very many more, to being victimized by a mentally abusive systemic scheme that is destructive to our collective trust to a point that the active truth that this is going on against thousands of personally identified individuals across our country expanding outward into negatively impacting beyond the United States. When will the establishment of the mental health involved industries acknowledge that gang stalking is unacceptable to allow to go on and on and on inside of our nation? This is absolutely insane. I am a targeted individual of gang stalking for 16 plus years. The topic of gang stalking has actual now researched findings published on the National Institutes of Health to the realism to the harm that is being done inside of our communities. The published findings appear as of April 2020 forward. Search URL, https://search.ni.gov/search. Youth fate equals percent %E2% 9C% 93 and affiliate equals me and query equals gang stalking and commit equals search. Any and all my efforts go to the corrective adaptive solution of terminating this conspiracy exposed and proven beyond a reasonable doubt. What appears within the last 16 plus years of my journal documentation places this to a beyond a reasonable doubt documented truth. Crisis text line must acknowledge my emails directed to group of asterisks at crisis text line. Org. Reality Audit-Crisis Text Line. RealOpHuman.net. Group of asterisks at sign reality audit is mandated into public reference and interest. Reference URL is in the QR codes and the first image attached to this review are provided here. QR code URL left-audiomog-playtime38minutes-http://crisis-text-line-reality-audit. RealOpHuman.net/at-sign-reality-audit/medical-health-law-matters-standards-of-caress/crisis-text-line/crisis-text-line-messenger-Jan7th-2022-the-most-percent-23-huge-failed-in-world.org. QR code URL, right, AUG Audio Media Playtime 38 minutes, http://webdomains. $.sign*. EduPhuman.net/crisis-text-line. org/-most-percent-23-huge-failed-in-the-world/either-percent-group-of-asterisks-at-crisis-text-line. org%5d.org. The latest reject, SWAT, shoe fly don't bother me comes into view today. I attempted to go make a workaround and contact one of the doctor's members of the board of directors. I really have some kind of odd, since there is someone who is willing to be real and not block AT first pass, blocked for no reason Twitter by Dr. Alfie. The two content tweets in public provided in the graphic below has absolutely a serious mental health matters topic presence. The spoken voice narrative audio that represents, predictable and over that top dysfunctional cycle of maintaining a systemic scheme of mental abuse active against our citizens in this country. Outrageous. Tip for consumers, products used, show less. Crisis text line. Comment. Thank you. Write update. Edit review. Remove review. Helpful. Zero. Share review on Facebook. Twitter. Copy link. Society. Nonprofit. Share. Bookmark. Crisis text line. 40 reviews. www.crisistextline.org. Edit review. Ask a question. Ratings on other platforms. Trustpilot. 3.3. Corporate values. Overview. Crisis Text Line has a consumer rating of 1.75 stars from 40 reviews indicating that most customers are generally dissatisfied with their purchases. Consumers complaining about Crisis Text Line most frequently mention mental health problems. Crisis Text Line ranks 48th among nonprofit sites. Service. 16. Value. 11. Shipping. 3. Returns. 3. Quality. 11. Positive reviews. Last 12 months. 16%. View ratings trends. Crisis text line. 7. See all photos. Reviews. Q&A. How would you rate Crisis Text Line? Top positive review. Was just what I needed. America OC. 5/31/20. Once I texted. I was dealing with a lot of stressful problems and felt overwhelmed to the point I could not sleep. I had anxiety so bad I had knots in my stomach. But I was no way suicidal. The counselor who corresponded with me was very good. I think sometimes personalities have to match in any sort of counseling situation. We connected right away, and he got to the heart of the matter with me quickly. About 10-15 minutes later, I felt like I got a big load off my chest and finally slept that night. I thank him, whoever he was. Very compassionate and understanding during a time I felt so much grief, burden and isolation. I can't thank you enough. Show more. See positive reviews. Top critical review. Not helpful. Ali S. 12/11/21. I have been feeling terrible today and yesterday, so I sent them a text. What's wrong is blocked out for privacy. They never responded the first time after a while, so I stopped it. The next day, today, I was feeling worse about the same situation, so I resent the text. Took some time to respond. I feel so lost and I have zero people to talk to this about. If they want to make a hotline, at least make a hotline that answers quickly. This just makes everyone feel worse. Show more. See critical reviews. Reviews for the SARP by rating. 5 stars 6. 4 stars 0. 3 stars 0. 2 stars 3. 1 star 31. Time frame. Other. Verified purchase. Verified site experience. Contains image or video. English only. Ali's 44. Ali S. 1 review. 1 helpful vote. Message. Follow. Not helpful. December 11th, 2021. I have been feeling terrible today and yesterday, so I sent them a text. What's wrong is blocked out for privacy. They never responded the first time after a while, so I stopped it. The next day, today, I was feeling worse about the same situation, so I resent the text. Took some time to respond. I feel so lost and I have zero people to talk to this about. If they want to make a hotline, at least make a hotline that answers quickly. This just makes everyone feel worse. Show more. Crisis text line. Crisis text line. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 1. Alex 1246. Alex S. 1 review. 19 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Micromanagers. September 29th, 2020. Having over 20 years of experience dealing with people, including helping those with mental illnesses, suicide prevention, and youth programs, being a volunteer here is not ideal. Many supervisors tell you to rush through conversations. They use a formatted robotic script, and when you go off script, a supervisor pops up and tells you to get on track, even after you receive numerous thank yous from the texters. Comments, 2, thank you. Helpful, 19, Michelle M. 6012. Michael M. 1 review. 16 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Put on hold during crisis. December 12, 2020. Just sent text to this line while feeling suicidal. 1-2 questions asked, then nothing. Very long, awkward pause after having just revealed very sensitive info. It felt like being put on hold after you just shared your darkest secret. This was at 7:30 a.m. on a Saturday morning, U.S. time. I'd hate to fathom what would happen during busier times. Such a shame. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 16, Mount 472. MT. 1 review. 1 helpful vote. Message. Follow. Worthless. November 29th, 2021. It takes a long time to connect to someone and all they do is restate what you said and tell you they understand how devastating that must be. The answers are clearly scripted and awkward. It figures this is the same line that Reddit teamed up with, but which just became a tool to harass users. If someone doesn't like something you said, they can report you and claim they're concerned about your mental health, and you get a link to these clowns. Service. Quality. Show more. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 1. America 2. America C. 1 review. 1 helpful vote. Message. Follow. Was just what I needed. May 31st, 2020. Once I texted. I was dealing with a lot of stressful problems and felt overwhelmed to the point I could not sleep. I had anxiety so bad I had knots in my stomach. But I was no way suicidal. The counselor who corresponded with me was very good. I think sometimes personalities have to match in any sort of counseling situation. We connected right away, and he got to the heart of the matter with me quickly. About 10-15 minutes later, I felt like I got a big load off my chest and finally slept that night. I thank him, whoever he was. Very compassionate and understanding during a time I felt so much grief, burden and isolation. I can't thank you enough. Show more. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 1. Lilite 77. Lily D. 1 review. 22 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Super dismissive. December 14th, 2020. I can guarantee this will make you feel worse. Takes them terribly long to respond. They just kept talking about coping mechanisms. And scripted responses. I'm pretty sure I was just talking to a bot. I opened up about being raped and Ashley changed the subject to "it's almost time to wrap up, talk to me about coping mechanisms. I feel even more alone now, please don't use 741,741. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 22, Jessica I 1112. Jessica J. 1 review. 2 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Waste of time. September 9th, 2021. It was very unauthentic and robot-like. I received zero help using this resource, and felt more suicidal after texting them. They are not trained mental health counselors, do not have a degree in counseling, or hold a legit verifiable license. Show more. Crisis text line. Comment. Thank you. Helpful to Ollie 45. Ollie H. 1 review. 7 helpful votes. Message. Follow. They're really not all that helpful. August 18th, 2021. I'm really not satisfied with this hotline at all. Every time I have contact with these people, they basically just repeat what I said, but as a question. And no, I can't go take a walk because I want to kill myself. It's 2:56 in the morning dash. Service. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 6 Mary 1516. Mary W. 1 review. 15 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Scripted. October 27th, 2020. The supervisors and managers are horrible. They give you a format to follow, but people come with different problems and needs. They micromanage everything. If you do not follow the script, they will kick you off. They do not seem to care about the people, just their agenda. They have no idea how to provide support. The company was called out on not addressing the racial issues and sweeping under the rug. They had to come up with an apology. Please don't text in. Just know there is nothing wrong with you and practice self-compassion. Show more. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 15 Solomic 4. Salem C. 1 review. 4 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Multiple times at varying levels of crisis dash all was bad. September 18th, 2021. It feels like you're being rushed, as others have said. Basically, if you're suicidal, they'll answer you quickly. Anything else is a while. And beyond that, it's the same conversation every time, and they have went the route of rehearsed and scripted to get through people rather than actually talking to and connecting to people in crisis situations. If you're not actively about to end your life, you're sent pre-written scripts until they can get rid of you. I'm sure the volunteers really do care and probably hate how it's set up, but the actual whole system side itself does not care about those at risk. Last time I was in crisis, I tried the Trevor Project chat online and it was amazing. They talked to me like a human being and were actually able to help me, and I never felt rushed, so it's awesome to know there's a chat option that's actually helpful, as calls give me anxiety at the best of times, let alone if I'm in a low place. I'm queer, so Trevor Project is also good in that area, but honestly, if you're doing awful and need someone, I'd recommend staying clear of crisis text line. Tip for consumers: anticipate being rushed through and not being talked to as an individual by another person. They seem to really push not to talk to people who reach out as a fellow person as a way to avoid talking about yourself, but it also completely removes the sense of someone empathizing and understanding. Service. Quality. Show more. Comment. Thank you. Helpful for Ray 75. Ray V. 1 review. 15 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Don't use this app, you've been warned. November 13th, 2020. Don't bother using the 741,741 crisis text line unless you want cops showing up at your door. Just because I forgot to respond back, I get cops on my front door, they will track you down and send you to a mental hospital like they did with me. Comments 1. Thank you. Helpful 15. Lindell 2478. Lindell. 1 review. 0 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Tried twice, both one-star experiences. November 1st, 2021. The first time I tried this, it was 12 a.m. I was crying hard that night, shaking, breathing heavily. I was incredibly suicidal. They took 3 whole hours to answer back. A lot can happen in 10 minutes, let alone 3 effing hours. I hadn't responded back because all my crying tired me out and I fell asleep. The line texts me back about 12 times over a 45-minute period. I'm not sure if this person cared, but the next encounter I had, I really do feel like the first person actually cared. The second time I texted the line, I only had to wait 10 minutes. I texted at 11:30 p.m. I sent a message about my issues. I get a response, but it seems the person on the other end did not receive my message. I told him I will resend it. He gets this message. I resend my other message. Again, he doesn't get it. So he says it seems I do not want to talk anymore and ends the chat there. Both times this place has the gall to ask for a review. I was fuming. I ended up crying because I felt even more alone. I do not recommend this place. Show more. Crisis text line. Crisis text line. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 0 Alex 1365. Alex S. 1 review. 13 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Horrible supervision. January 8th, 2021. As a volunteer crisis counselor, this organization has good intentions but horrible supervision. The supervisors constantly tell you to rush through each conversation. Even when there are no texters waiting in the queue, they rather you finish each conversation within 45 minutes than to actually take the time and effort with the texter, who is in crisis. Each texter is experiencing different levels of crisis, so rushing a counselor with a conversation sounds very uncaring. Service. Value. Show more. Comment. Thank you. Helpful 13 Mel 28. Mile. 1 review. 0 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Hard asking for help. October 18th, 2021. Won't be messaging shout again, feel let down and gold psychologist today, but thought I would try again. Feel let down be again. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 0 Mary X76. Maria K. 3 reviews. 21 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Does more harm than good. July 30th, 2021. If you are in a crisis, please call the actual suicide hotline and speak to a real person. Or go to the ER. This crisis text line is bogus. It will make things worse for you. I have used them twice, thinking I'll try again after the first horrible experience. Nope, both of them made me want to hurt myself even more. The first time, I was on hold for over 45 minutes while they found someone for me. They kept telling me they were busy, but to keep waiting. I didn't keep waiting. I ended the text. The next time, I did get someone. Despite me sharing in detail what I was going through, all I got back were some generic words and a list of distractions I could do, like drink some water, and a list of not free apps I could download on my phone. I shared both of these experiences with a therapist, and they were concerned about this text line and they thought they were bots on the other end. Pretty unethical to play around with someone's safety by assigning bots that advertise to help you in a crisis. Maybe it depends on your geographical location, what kind of responses you might get from this service. Show more. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 3 Sky 16. Sky H. 1 review. 12 helpful votes. Message. Follow. It's horrible. December 11th, 2020. They called him on me, I hate it. They should ducking stay away. Like they don't understand at all, like the person who I talked to made me worse. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 12 Lionel 26. Lionel. 1 review. 12 helpful votes. Message. Follow. They harassed me and woke up my whole house. May 15th, 2021. I texted after many nights of not sleeping. After a while I realized that it really wasn't going to do a whole lot for me and I just wanted to stop and try to sleep. I said as much, but Sean insisted that I was in a crisis. He refused to listen to my pleas. I did not indicate that I'd kill myself. I did not indicate that I was suffering a medical emergency other than lack of sleep. I made it clear I wanted to get off the line and go to sleep. That's it. Sean wouldn't let it go. Then the police arrived and left because I was not in need of intervention of any kind. After which, I started talking to someone else on the live because I honestly felt really harassed and nervous about the whole thing. I wanted to lodge a complaint. I have no way of proving this, but I think it's all one person. I don't think there are supervisors to actually help. I think it's just one moron giving themselves multiple names. I didn't sleep. I feel far worse now. Service. Value. Shipping. Returns. Quality. Show more. Crisis text line. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 12 Chanep 339. Shane P. 1 review. 2 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Not helpful. August 19th, 2021. I texted in last night. Took over an hour to get someone on with me. An honestly ended call and still felt like I was in crisis. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 2 Amaya's 8. Amaya S. 1 review. 8 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Pretty bad. May 2nd, 2021. I was super suicidal one night, so I decided to text a hotline. They had me on hold for about 40 minutes just for us to talk for about 5. I thought they were there to listen, but when I talked to her about it, she made it seem like she just wanted to get the conversation over with. The only thing helpful she said was stuff like, you're super brave to speak up about it, I know it's hard, I'm proud of you, something along those lines. Then she cut me off asking me if she could give me a link to go to that will help me, like I want to read all of it during that time. Overall I just felt like they were there to do their job and not because they care. At the end she says, anything else you want to talk about, before I could barely finish. Show more. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 8 Amig 20. MEG. 1 review. 18 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Wasn't robotic enough for this text line. April 16th, 2021. I wasted time going through their training. It is counterintuitive from what I have learned going to school for mental health counseling. The trainer's feedback is condescending and unhelpful. The responses are robotic and repetitive. Please be careful. Tip for consumers, if you do text this line and feel as if you are being rushed, or that you are not getting anywhere, text stop and call someone else. Products used. I was training to be a crisis counselor. I was given information to help with an activity, but was told that it wasn't going to help an individual come down to a calm cool. I don't agree with rehearsed responses because we are pretty much just trying to fill a quota. We have 40 texts to get them through. Service. Show more. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 18 Bailey 59. Bailey W. 1 review. 7 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Literally terrible. April 20th, 2021. Did not help me at all. All they did was text me automated text messages and didn't relate to my needs at all. Useless. Service. Value. Shipping. Returns. Quality. Show more. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 7 CCD 7. CCD. 1 review. 11 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Scripted responses. A bunch of 18-year-olds with little training or life experience. August 25, 2020. Thousands of 18-22-year-olds who learn a formula, canned lines, and how to send a Google resource, use NAMI or Natal Suicide Prevention Line. Comments. 1. Thank you. Helpful. 11. Lexi 18. Lexi J. 1 review. 0 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Responses were very generic and vague. November 22, 2021. Responses were very generic and vague. I would not recommend this service at all unless you want to waste your time, have a bad experience, or lose more hope in humanity. Service. Value. Quality. Show more. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 0. Peter. 1492. Peter H. 1 review. 2 helpful votes. Message. Follow. Useless. September 6, 2021. I tried the crisis text line one evening. I was disappointed with it. It seemed like the crisis counselor was working off a script and it just didn't do anything for me. I felt like I was texting to a robot and not a human being. Service. Value. Quality. Show more. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 2. Salies 474. Sally S. 1 review. 1 helpful vote. Message. Follow. They keep a record of the texts and will block you if their data isn't helping their goal. July 18, 2021. They keep records of your texts and will block your phone number randomly. Sometimes they can help you but, normally not. Tip for consumers. They record your data. Products used. TextInf. Service. Value. Quality. Show more. Comment. Thank you. Helpful. 1.